Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Hope you are well. It's my dad's birthday, so I better call him. So, huzzah for that. This week we got some tings and some stuff. The Maryland Black Bears were back at home, as were Team Maryland. We got some Stevenson University updates. Pretty good news coming out of there. Some local news, as well as some players, as one player is making a big impact in their first week with their new team. But we'll get started, as we are wont to do, with the Maryland Black Bears, as they made a little news, signing three new players to the team. Two defensemen, Dylan Finley, Philip Tornquist, and goaltender Hans Collin, who obviously Collin and Tornquist are from Sweden, and Finlay is from Quebec. So we got that going for us overall. So two new defensemen, as the defensive depth becomes a big thing for the Maryland Black Bears. And these signings were announced Tuesday, I want to say. And then the quarantining had already happened for these three players, so they were allowed to play and were available for this weekend. Or this week's games, which they all did appear in one form or another this week. So a big big get there for all three players. Collin was actually a tendered player for the Black Bears, so to be able to get over the border and overseas and get here, a solid work for everyone involved. So Thursday, Friday set, noon times for each, helped me out because not only was I off Thursday, but worked overnights, so Friday was good too. And boy, these were pretty, pretty good games. Maryland and Maine are starting to have a nice little back and forth going between the two squads, and it's great hockey to be seen. On Thursday afternoon, the Black Bears come out short in a shootout, and boy, was it a shootout just in life. As 86 shots in regulation and overtime were thrown at Michael Morelli and Tyreek Alton, and they were equal to the task in this game. But we get started first by the defense, who last week in Maine had a big weekend in terms of jumping up in the play, continue that this weekend as 8-18 in the first period. Aiden McDowell gets his second of the year through a big screen in front through Aiden Bruich, throwing, getting more acquainted with Alton as he did last week. Luke Mountain with an assist and Hunter McCoy with an assist as well. Nothing doing until 4:35 in the second. Isaiah Fox for Maine ties the score. And then the defense in the third period, Cam Gaudette with his second of the year, 7:06 in. Jude Curtis, Reed Liebel on the assist there. And then Cooper Swift 7 minutes later with just 5:55 remaining. Ties it up at two. Overtime solved nothing. So we went to a shootout that lasted eight rounds. The Black Bears got on the board first. They were shooting second. Josh Waters got the goal to start things off. Then Black Bears were shut out. Isaiah Fox, the third shooter, kept the Maine Nordiques wide and alive. And Casper Soderling with the goal to end it. And that's all she wrote. 3-2 is what the final will be. Michael Morelli, 42 saves. Another big effort for him. As, the Black Bears in Maine, like, this was a brute force game back and forth. Nary a lapse in judgment in terms of just lack of excitement. So it was a good game there. How could they beat that? Well, a little bit... A little bit more interesting game, a little bit more one-sided game, as Maryland wins 4-1 over Maine in the Friday set. Things got started off with Luke Mountain, 2-on-1, great little play developed by Aiden McDowell, and Josh Waters passed it over to Luke Mountain, gets his eighth of the year. 6 minutes later, Luke Antanasi with his second goal of the season. He had one in the previous series, I do believe, as well. Then Luke Mountain took over the second period. 5:37 in, Mountain gets his ninth of the year from Waters and Hunter McCoy. And then 11:03, Mountain again, his 10th, and the Natty Bow Hattie Horn with Josh Waters getting his third assist of the game. And it was pretty much Onward, upward from there. Aiden Brewich closes it out in the third with a nice little passing play. You know, Jude Curtis streaks up the wing, doesn't give up on a puck. Brewich streaks down the other side, cross ice pass, bing, bang, boom, pass Avery Sturts, and that is all she wrote. That's Brewich's second of the year, and there we go. Don't know saves, because apparently they didn't keep a save total. So Colleen did not get a get the proper things that he deserved in terms of the props that he gets. So, but a outstanding game for him. He was able to keep the Black Bears in it, was able to allow them to transition out. It seemed a lot of shots were hitting him right in his, where he was positioned at, so great positioning on his behest. And that was it, a good first performance for him. And overall, you know, the Black Bears starting to get hot again at the right times, and it helps them out overall. And how do you quantify that? We get another star of the week, back to back stars of the week. This time it's Luke Mountain, his second of the year, third overall, 3 goals and an assist, and a plus 3 for whatever plus minus is worth these days for everybody involved. So Luke Mountain gets that. Also Hans Colleen with a honorable mention there. So that's pretty solid for his first line of work too. Not to be outdone. I mean, Michael Morelli also had a great game on Thursday. Josh Waters had a fantastic Friday outing as well. I think Aiden Brewich with his goal had a solid look just in general. He's like the intangible for him are really starting to shine. Which I think is great for him moving forward. I mean, this whole team, kind of they looked really well. Dylan Finley, another new addition, played very well on the other side of the puck defensively. Had a couple of chances offensively. Philip Tornquist had a little bit of an incident there. Got a 5-minute major, or no, sorry, a 2-10 for checking from behind. One of the main players as Tornquist was engaging. Turned into the blue line, into the boards. Tornquist got the numbers at the end, which is why it was only a 2-10 and not a 5-10 or 5-in-a-game in that instance there. So, and Tornquist kind of made it back up. He played very well once he got back on the ice, I thought. And, you know, the good showing for the new signees here. So where does this leave us? Well, right now, as it stands, if I'm looking at this properly, we are looking at a February 1st and February 2nd game. So that is a Monday and Tuesday at 1:15 East and noon East. These are all subject to change, obviously. But as it stands right now, February 1st and 2nd, Danbury comes into town, and they will be playing on a Monday afternoon and a Tuesday afternoon. So suffice to say, when I get home from work on Monday, I'll be rewatching the VOD and then going from there, and we won't have Tuesday's update for that. So as it stands right now, this is what I'm seeing on the NAHL website. Subject to change without notice. Stay tuned to all these socials for the Maryland Black Bears at Black Bears NAHL for more. So to keep all that stuff in there. So Maryland Black Bears doing well, getting up there as we look into the standings as, you know, Maine, the top team in the East. You take 3 of 4 points there, 6 of 8 overall, pretty dang good. Still puts them at third. Johnstown had a sweep of Danbury this weekend. Danbury playing their first games in 2.5 months. So the Tomahawks still 2 points ahead of the Black Bears, but the Black Bears putting pace on the Titans, as they're 6 points up on the fourth-place Titans and 8 points up on the fifth-place Northeast Generals. Black Bears at 11-5-3-2, 70-70 goals, 4 goals against. Pretty dang good, 10 wins in regulation and 5-2-2-1 in their last 10. Shifting gears to Team Maryland, the other team that plays at Ice World temporarily, as they had quite the barn burner. I talk about VOD on Hockey TV, and unfortunately, when I went to check this one on from Wednesday's game against the Philadelphia Little Flyers, it was not there. I'm kind of mad because this is a thriller to what happens in the end. The Little Flyers got out first quick in the first period, scoring two goals within 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Kyle Patton at 9:20 and then Luke Hedman at 12 minutes. Team Maryland got back into it real quick in the second period. 4:24, Denny Arkhipenko, captain my captain from Bobby Guyer. And then he said, hey, this is so nice, let's do it twice. 23 seconds later, Arkhipenko again from Guyer made it 2-2. Philadelphia's Tyler Marvell, 4 minutes after that, puts the Little Flyers back ahead. But then 3 minutes later, Connor Ball even strength from Cameron Sikowski and Haylen Cookston before the Little Flyers, right before the end frame with 1:44 remaining, go up with Robbie Seawagon on the power play to put the Little Flyers up. And that was up 4-3 until 1 second left when Patrick Nowak bats one home as the buzzer was going. Evan Donnelly, Cookston on the assist. And then with 59 seconds remaining in the OT, Guyer ends it, making it 5-4. Tiger Bjorlund and Cookston on the assist. So Cookston gets three assists on that one. Guyer with a goal, two assists. Arkhipenko, two goals as the Team Maryland wins it. Oliver Quinn, 30 saves in the winning effort. A wild one at that. Hack, could that be topped? Well, you can't. You can't top something like that. So the Team Maryland went to take on Apple Court yesterday, or today as I record this, Monday. They win 6-3. Strong performance from Team Maryland. Justin Gusso with the first goal on the power play. Beautiful little setup there from Patrick Nowak and Evan Donnelly. A couple minutes later, Sam Mitchell of New York Apple Court gets on the board, ties the game up, and with 25 seconds left, Cookston with the even strength goal from Ethan Fuller and Michael McAuley. Then Team Maryland with big goals within 3 minutes and 30 seconds in the second period. Evan Donnelly on the power play, nice little shot pass, all that other fun stuff from Satowski and Bjorlund. Roy Gresham getting in on it. Not only 12 seconds later, a real quick win off the faceoff from William Walsh. Haylen Cookston gets it to Gresham. Gresham scores 4-1. And then 3 minutes after that, Haylen Cookston with a power play goal from Gresham makes it 5-1. Applecore gets back. Less than 2 minutes on that. Michael Leva gets an even strength goal. Wouldn't be enough as Ethan Fuller on the even strength from Cookston and Walsh puts it up 6-2. Sam Mitchell, another power play goal for him. And that was it, 6-3, the final score in this one. Oliver Quinn, 28 saves in this winning effort. One of the big things, though, however, two Team Maryland players getting tossed for head contact. Eric Stroh's on one right off the faceoff, down deep midway through the first, coming off the hash mark, lays into the Apple Corps player. Apple Corps player loses his helmet, is down, automatic. Out. Then McAuley, which I'm butchering that name, so I apologize. He head contacted a Apple Corps player up against the boards, just direct head contact, another 5 in game, and that was all she wrote on that one. So it didn't come back to bite them too much in the end, a couple power play goals, but Apple Corps has not been as great as they have been in the years. So a down season allows Team Maryland to get away with that and not get bit too much as Apple Corps is at the bottom of the table in the South Division. Team Maryland currently 13-9-4, second in the South Division. They have won two in a row. They're at 500 overall. How does win percentage, how does that work? Because overtime losses work as a tie and that half is whatever. 5 wins in the last 10 games, so 500 in their last 10 games. Maybe that's it. But they're trailing behind. New Jersey 87s have just blown this wide open. They're up 18 points. Little Flyers are only 4 points behind, and Pro Tech is 9 points behind there. We will see what happens going forward. Obviously, a fluid situation for Team Maryland, as with most of the season. As we mentioned, the Black Bears playing on a Monday, Tuesday. Weird set, but these are the sets you go on. They play today at noontime. And they'll play Thursday at home at noon against Pro Tech. So they play Apple Corps Tuesday right now, probably as you're listening to this. Go to Hockey TV, check it out. And then on Thursday at noon East, they'll play Pro Tech and another one as we get down to the. And that's the last home games until mid-February. So only a few home games left for this week, and then we go into the big stretch run here for Team Maryland. Stevenson University announced some pretty big news as they put out the schedules for both the men's and women's teams, as both teams will start a 12-game slate for in mid-February. The men will start February 12th, and the women will start February 20th. The men will start out. It seems like for both of these squads, it is a home-and-home situation they're going to for these weekends. So the first game for the men, they will be at home on the 12th of February and then go against Chatham in a non-conference game. How's that non-conference? And they play them at whatever. So they'll play Chatham home and away, and then Lebanon Valley away and home, then Wilkes for a single set, then over to Chatham, Manhattansville, Newman, Chatham again, and then Nazareth. So seeing Chatham four times, I guess, just to get the schedule out. For the women, they start the 20th home and home against Chatham, then against Newman, Lebanon Valley, Alverna, Manhattansville, and then Newman again towards the end to end out the season. Very exciting. Obviously, these things can change given the circumstances, yada, yada, yada. We all know that. So, but get hype for this because the Mustangs are about ready to go, quote-unquote, hooves up as the competition moves forward. Some local news as we get going here. Kind of a downer for the season as the Baltimore Stars have been canceled their 2020-2021 season due to Baltimore City not reopening Mount Pleasant Ice Arena and the restrictions that U Sports in Baltimore County has dealt with. The Baltimore Youth Hockey Club unable to complete their CBHL season. This is from a statement of the CBHL and Commissioner Debbie Moon. Games that already have been played with the Stars will be removed from the standings, and games that have not yet been played will be removed from the schedule. So, you know, it's kind of tough for Baltimore. The Youth Hockey Club has been around for 50 years, so it's been a big pillar in Maryland hockey. You got to do what's right in general. Right now, it doesn't seem right according to Baltimore City and Baltimore County. So we move onward and upward from the Stars, and hopefully they will be ready for the 2021-2022 season, and their players will be hungrier than ever as they move forward in their career and their youth hockey association. In the MSHL, they had a little interesting tweet on the 21st, so Thursday, possibly something resurrecting the playoffs. Maybe there's going to be a format and information later on, they say. But hey, quite possible. Quite possible. There might be some MSHL playoffs after all, after they kind of canceled them last week. So we'll see how this progresses. But one big thing, Matthew Parker, Wild Lake Senior, playing for Howard County Wolves, which is a co-op team of Wild Lake, Centennial, Longreach, Oakland Mills, and Hammond. Career 120 points in 38 games, 90 goals, 30 assists for 120 points. They put 121, so there's that. 38 games to reach all that. It's pretty dang good in general. So shout out to him and getting into the record book there. And then last week we talked about Isaac Blank of the Barons, so. A lot of records being held there in MSHL land. As we talk about those players, we'll talk about some other players. And one of the big players out here, and you want to talk about someone just bursting onto the scene and making it their own? Ladies and gentlemen, Lacey Eden. Lacey Eden has transferred from Princeton. She was supposed to go to Princeton. They canceled their season. She said, love, peace, and hair grease to you, Ivy League. I'm going to Big Ten country. And she has joined the number one team in the nation in good old Wisconsin, the Badgers, the sassy Badgers. There's a great write-up in the Capital Gazette by Catherine Fominick, and I apologize, Catherine, for butchering your name, but a great just about how Lacey Eden has progressed going from Spalding, then going up to Shattuck St. Mary, and dominating there with 175 points in 96 games, then wanting to go to Princeton and the Ivy League canceling their season, then going up to Wisconsin, were playing last week and had a blocked shot and five shots of her own on a 5-0 win against Minnesota. And then the next day, scoring her first goal in the opening period and another win for Wisconsin over the Badgers. Then this weekend against St. Cloud State, not only did Wisconsin sweep again, but on a 10-0 victory, Lacey had a goal and an assist, and then she had the game-winning goal on the 23rd on Saturday to get four big points out of St. Cloud as Wisconsin starts to get their mojo back going. And, you know, Lacey Eden, what more can you say? Three goals and an assist in the four games that she's played. And, you know, you can only imagine that she's only going to get better as things roll on. She's a freshman. You know, she had an amazing year at Shattuck last year. When you look at her stats there, 48 goals, 111 points in 50 games. You had to figure she was going to build off of that. Of course, coming off the World Under 18 women's with 5 points in five games there. So she is probably going to be one to watch as this goes on and a product of Annapolis. So pretty cool to have that going for us here and to have someone like that put Maryland hockey on the map in a big way. Another update is Mike Chen. Mike Chen, Rockville native, played last year in VHL, the KHL's minor league system for the Kulon Red Star affiliates there. But he is back in North America. He's playing for the Pensacola Ice Flyers in the SPHL this year. And so far off to a pretty solid start with a goal and assist in three games that he's played. SPHL having a little bit of a shortened season themselves. So we will have to see how that progresses for Chen, but good to have him back stateside. He played very well in the SPHL his first time around after his years at Salem State, and then got a chance in the ECHL with the South Carolina Stingrays. So it's good to see him back at it again. Veronica Petty of the Northeastern Huskies got her mojo back a little bit this weekend as she got a goal and two assists over the weekend in a sweep of Providence as Northeastern gets back into the win column there. A goal and assist on Friday night and an assist on Saturday. So back in the saddle again for her. Her first two points of the year. Her first points of the year in this one. So long time coming, but good on her. Will Margell of the Johnstown Tomahawks had three assists in Saturday's win over the Danbury Hattricks. Andrew Takis, the Dunkirk, Maryland native, had himself a pretty solid outing both this weekend. Two wins this weekend, totaling 53 saves in a shootout win and a regular win over Odessa. With Odessa. Yeah, over Odessa. He's playing for Alamo now, not Odessa. He played for Odessa last year. In any case, Takis had a great weekend as this works as a Maryland Black Bears alumni situation as well, too. Aaron Randazzo hasn't played since the 16th, so no update on him overall. So that's a little bit of some Maryland, some players to talk about as we look ahead. OHL still hasn't started yet. AHL hasn't started yet. So we will have to keep an eye out for all of those. And also, Sam Walther is not playing this season, it seems, as the NWHL goes into their bubble. And that, by the way, fantastic hockey. If you have the time, go to twitch.tv/NWHL. It's been great hockey overall, great atmosphere. But Sam Walther not a part of that this year. So it's a shame we won't have any updates from her going forward. That's it for me. I think we've done it. Thank you guys for listening. It means a lot to me. You can catch me on the Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod, Facebook at the same Chesapeake HW Pod, and all that other fun stuff. So that's it. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction, available wherever you get your podcasts. whether it's Apple or TuneIn or Spotify or Google, anywhere. Just download it. It's a great time for everybody. You guys stay safe. Put a mask on. Wash your hands. Do what you need to do. Play that clutch and grab hockey. See you next week. Peace.